Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a local story right here in our town. There was a young boy who was 9 years old, and his father and mother were shluchim. At 9 years old, he had been on shlichus his whole life, and he had some ideas about ways to improve the shlichus, different projects, different ideas about how things could be done better. And so he made a list and he asked his father to please include his ideas in a letter to the Rebbe. So his father said, well, he's your Rebbe, like he's my Rebbe. So why don't you write the letter to the Rebbe with your ideas? Okay. So a 9-year-old boy sat down, wrote a letter to the Rebbe with all of his ideas about what could be done to improve and strengthen the shluchas in the town. His father did not really think he would get an answer. After all, the Rebbe has many, many important letters, many, many important people, people who are in great positions of authority, rabbis of entire cities, rabbis of entire countries, people who run entire yeshivas, large shuls, important and urgent matters, even matters of life and death. So the chances of the Rebbe answering his letter, his father did not think there was too much chance. But he sent it off. Sure enough, a few days later, a letter came from the Rebbe's office to this little 9-year-old boy. The letter had one word on it. And that one word had a question mark afterwards. The word was chitas. So the Rebbe was asking, chitas? Now, the word chitas means, in its abbreviation, in the Chabad dictionary, chumash, tilim, tanya. It's an abbreviation for these three words, chumash, tilim, tanya, chitas. The ches from the word chumash, the taf from the word tilim, and the taf from the word tanya. And this refers to three books. Chumash, of course, we all know, that's the book which Hashem gave to the Jewish people, the five books of Moses, written down by Moses, dictated by Hashem. Tehillim, from David HaMelech, from whom will come Mashiach. In fact, often David is called David Melech Mashiach, because he was anointed. Mashiach means anointed one. He was anointed as the first king of the line of kings that would lead to Mashiach. And finally, Tanya. Tanya, which is, of course, written by the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, but it's based on the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. And therefore, actually, these three books, one is from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a mem. One is from Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, or the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, that's Yud. And one is from the book of Tehillim, from David HaMelech, Mem Yud Dalet, Miyad, which, of course, is connected with the idea of Mashiach, he should come right away. But anyway, I'm getting a little bit off the main point. The main point is that the letter of the Rebbe came back with one word, chitas, implying, seemingly, do you learn chitas? Do you learn every day the section of Chumash for the day from the parish of the week and the Aliyah, which corresponds to that day of the week, Rishon for Sunday, Sheni for Monday, Shlishi for Tuesday, and so forth. And the section of Tehillim for that day. The book of Tehillim was divided up in a number of ways. One of them is into 30 sections for the 30 days of the month. Some months have 29 days. So then such a month, we would do the 29th day and the 30th day. And in this way, each month, we finish the whole book of Tehillim. So that's the daily section of Tehillim. And finally, the book of Tanya, that the book of Tanya is also divided up into a yearly cycle, starting from the 19th day of Kislev, from the beginning of the book, going all the way through from the title page to the last page of the book. So this is what's called chitas. And these are basic learning obligations that the Rebbe suggested and that Chabad Chassidim and many other people take very seriously. And so seemingly what the Rebbe was saying to this little boy was, Your ideas are great ideas. So, by all means, but the way to begin with such excellent ideas is to make sure that our learning of Torah is strong, and beginning with the basic daily shiurim, the basic daily learning schedules of Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya. And of course, this is a great lesson for us, as the Rebbe has pointed out, that these learnings of Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya, and actually later the Rebbe added also Rambam, whether it's three chapters a day or one chapter a day, or the Book of Mitzvahs learned on a yearly cycle, these are learnings which are relevant to every single person. And so when we ask ourselves, what are we accomplishing in our life? Would we like to accomplish more in our life? It's a good thing to check what's about my basic learning and my learning section of Chumash for the day, by saying the section of Tehillim for the day, am I learning the section of Tanya for the day, or at least part of it, at least part, and then may that grow. And in this way, as the Rebbe explained, tremendous, tremendous blessings come to oneself, one's family, through the learning of Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya every day. And in this way, God willing, we will certainly speed up the Geula by ourselves strengthening in the learning of these daily portions, and as well sharing the beauty of learning these daily portions with our friends and family. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And may all of us do our part, and more than our part, in learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, to quicken the coming of Mashiach, especially through the learning of topics of Mashiach and redemption, as they are explained in the Torah. Again, thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.